So you all seem to have, you know, different skill sets, or you do different things, and maybe that helps keep, you know, defenses off guard a little bit.
Just try to keep them on the toes a little bit. You can't try to catch the offense off guard all the time. Sometimes we got to, you know, get out there and show them what we can do, too.
Do you ask Shane Vereen anything about playing that third down role, maybe playing that wide receiver type role at all? Have you talked to him about that?
Of course. Of course I did. And he's been a big help through all that, through all this entire transition pretty much. Shane's been a big help, even though he's down right now. He's been a big help.
What were some specific things he told you about playing that role?
I can't give you our game. I can't give you the playbook. You know, I can just show you the cover, but I can't give you the playbook. But he's just he told me what to look for, what not to look for, what to expect, and what I'm probably never going to see a day in my life. So it's pretty much pretty simple.
All right, so Brandon, I know you didn't have a lot of opportunities in the passing game last year, but if you go back to college, you had some opportunities there. I'm just curious about your confidence in that part of the game.
I wouldn't say I'm not confident in it. I'm pretty confident in my hands. I had said this after the game. I'm pretty confident in my hand. I mean, I'm not going to catch everything, but it's going to be a good chance. I'm going to try to come down with it. If not, I'm just going to dust it off and, you know, just try to come back to it again.
That's something maybe naturally you had in college or perhaps in high school, or something you really worked at because it was rough at first?
I mean, everything's rough at first when you give it a touch for the first time. So it's something I worked on since high school.
What are some things that you've seen from this Falcons defensive front?
Oh, they're fast. They're big guys. A lot of moving parts on their defense. It's really a lot to say we didn't just start on them, but just looking over and then trying to put everything down on paper and looking at them on paper, it's a lot going on with this defense. So we get in there, try to slow some of those moving parts down and see what we can do.
Loud inside the dome, how important is it for communicating, especially on like blitz pickups?
It's very important. Like you said, it is going to be loud in that dome. And so we just got to take our time and just open ears and just listen.
How much confidence do you guys have all together as a running back group? I really talked about it a lot. Just you guys all pull for one another.
Oh, yeah. We're probably the biggest fans of each other. You'll never see not one play. If one of them score, I guarantee you see the other two down there. We're all dancing together because that's pretty much how it is with this group. I mean, we all want to see the next guy do better. It's not no one man gets the glory. Everybody. It's a running back by committee, like everybody said.
Brandon, any chance you guys get in a little paper, rock, scissors to see who scores touchdowns?
No, I didn't hear that one.
And Monte Ball, they play paper, rock, scissors to see who's going to get the goal line carry.
Oh, no, we don't do that. We kind of just sit back and wait for it and kind of mess with each other. Like, hey, you in there? Like, no, I'm just playing before you run out on the field. But as far as paper, rock, scissors, that's kind of going a little too extreme. I'd kind of be mad about that one. I'd be too mad. I lost too many.
Unless you won.
Hey, if I win, hey, guess what? I'm not coming back on. So, yeah, that's terrible. They do rock, paper, scissors. That's bad. No, that's not cool. That's not cool at all.